got a mic.
Okay.
Yeah, we're recording it just so, you know, you don't have to try and keep notes and
sure.
keep up with people.
So I think like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. That's sort of the idea. Alright, let's see. Do you have a particular order of these questions you're looking for? Okay. Let's start fairly generic then. So you play video games?
Yes.
What kind of video games do you generally play?
I like to switch it up, but I guess mostly it'd be like action adventure games, dumb first person shooters.
Okay. Any particular titles?
Let's see. I played a lot of Battlefront.
Okay.
Battlefront 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed games.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I've been playing Watch Dogs.
Okay.
And then just every now and then the occasional like sports game.
Yeah. Sure.
And like guitar and things like that.
Right. So the titles that you're a big fan of, the ones you play the most often, what attracts you to those particular titles the most?
I guess the graphics is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they're realistic in a way, like the specific like why I play Battlefront over Call of Duty is it's more realistic, and I think it's just a better made game.
Right. Realistic in what sense?
Just like the things about like in Call of Duty, it's kind of easy to just go on a rampage and you don't die.
Mm-hmm.
While Battlefront is more like realistic with like for instance for sniping, you have to account for like bullet drop and leading the player.
So it's more of the mechanics that,
right. yes.
that you find realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, just kind of, there's a lot going on, I think, like, that reason.
Mm-hmm. How about the game environment? Does that appeal to you at all?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Anything in particular that springs to mind is your favorite parts of a game's environment or scenery or backdrop?
I guess, like, one of the coolest things I saw once in, I think it was in Call of Duty 2, in one of the missions, you were in D.C., and you were running through this, like, battleground in the middle of D.C., so, like, if you look around, there's, like, all this, like, so much detail, so you see, like, the Washington Monument with, like, holes in it, and, like, being blown up and stuff like that, and then, like the Capitol and White House. So like just all around you there's something, so there's not like dead space.
Right.
Like Assassin's Creed is another good one because it is basically the whole game is revolved around this environment. So then like when you do the Eagle Vision thing on top, like a highest point in the map, it circles around and you see the whole map.
Okay.
Just that, because it gives you like all that detail, which just adds to the game.
I see. So the detail is important. Lack of filler.
Yeah.
I see.
I'd say that, yeah, that's pretty important.
Okay.
For most.
Okay. Let's see. Have you seen a lot of 3D movies?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. Not recently, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Anything about them that you like, dislike?
I don't know. Sometimes I have a hard time with 3D movies because they kind of sometimes they like mess with my eyes a little too much for me to actually enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
I think that started when they started doing the like real 3D, where it's less of things popping out at you and more just like the whole experience kind of out.
Okay. And that was worse for you?
I think it was because that messed with eyes too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just me. I guess I did see the new Avengers movie, and that was okay. I don't know. I guess for me, they don't add too much.
Okay.
Unless it's like a movie where it's made for things to come out at you.
Right.
Right. Which can be cool. But if there's nothing like that and it's just for the sake of being 3D, I don't see really.
Okay. So it's more for you, it's more the content rather than just the novelty aspect.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in high school or?
I just graduated.
Just graduated.
Yeah.
Okay. So this might, did you do any kind of educational games while you were in school? Anything there? I mean, it feels sort of weird for a high schooler or student. I mean, you see a lot more of that when I think you're younger, but
I guess it wasn't directly educational, but it wasn't like shooting action games.
Yeah,
games like Portal.
Mm-hmm.
I had Portal 2.
Yeah,
I played that. That was less action, more thinking strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We call it an education game, but it's more deal.
Right.
And more patience. Not too long. I guess back when I used my DS, which probably like, before high school, I played Brain Aid on DS, which is just like random number games and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
But other than that,
okay.
I think so.
No. All right. So speaking of platforms, what platforms do you generally gravitate towards?
I've been doing PlayStation, so
PlayStation.
I started with the PlayStation 2,
mm-hmm.
And then after a while, I was a little late to the game, but then I got the PlayStation 3 and used that for a couple years, and then last Christmas I got PlayStation 4.
Okay.
So PlayStation's kind of been my thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are lots of different gaming platforms.
Yeah.
Why PlayStation?
I don't know. I think the graphics on PlayStation is generally really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, comparing, it's kind of hard to compare like, PlayStation to Wii because they're like so different, I would say.
Which you also have.
I do have a Wii, I guess. I don't use it as much. But like comparing Xbox to PlayStation, you got the people who really think Xbox is so much better and then the PlayStation is so much better. But I think the thing with that is, I think for the most part, PlayStation graphics are better, but also with the PlayStation 3, online was free, while you had to pay for membership for Xbox.
Okay. And that was important.
Then you know, I didn't have to pay $50 to play with my friends online, but now I do with PlayStation 4.
Right.
experience.
For PS3.
Yeah.
For the PS3, it was that seemed most important because that was kind of one of the main reasons I got it was to play with my friends.
Right. Okay, so playing with friends is an important part of your gaming experience?
Yeah, I'd say that's when it's most fun, when you, like, schedule with your friends, you hop online, and
mm-hmm.
you play whatever.
Right,
Do you always know who you're playing with?
A lot of times you don't. Usually I, like, for some games, I would play with one of my friends, and then we would go off and, like, together, but we would play with, like, random people all
mm-hmm.
over the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it more or less enjoyable to play with people you know or don't know? Does it matter?
I guess it doesn't matter too much.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you've met, like, when you're doing your friend playing with a friend, you know, kinda, I guess you play a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But like when my friend and I are playing Battlefront, for example, Battlefield, we can like team up and do that. It's more of a cooperative thing. While I'm with myself, it's kind of like I'm just playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think like the team score or whatever like that. It's just me playing.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just the only change.
Right.
While like when we played Little Big Planet, which is another game that would have been on PS3,
mm-hmm.
That one I wouldn't usually play by myself.